Hello and welcome to TXF's Daily News Podcast. I'm Max Thompson, editor at TXF. First up, in the project and export finance space, on our essentials news front, Australia's ECA, EFIC, has appointed Mark Halpin as Director of Project and Structured Finance in Sydney. And the signing of the PPA backing the 40-megawatt Kushiya Solar PV IPP project in Bangladesh is expected at the end of the summer. Over on our third-party news tracker service in the project and export space, the EIB is providing Swedish real estate company Vas Kronan with a $220 million equivalent 10-year green loan. Solar Energy Corporation of India's recent 2-gigawatt tender of interstate transmission systems for solar projects has come in oversubscribed by 3.28 gigawatt. Energy and Petrochemical Group, Abu Dhabi National Oil Company, has entered into an agreement with a consortium for the sale of a 49% stake in the ADNOC gas pipeline assets. And the Asian Development Bank has signed a $300 million B loan facility with China Water Environment Group to help restore water ecosystems and build resilience to water-related disasters in the country. Over in the commodity finance space, US energy giant Chevron has signed a domestic gas sale agreement with BHP Billiton Nickel West for volumes from the Wheatstone LNG project in Western Australia. Brazilian oil giant Petrobras has announced plans to sell its stakes in the 4 offshore oil fields, Atum, Curuma, Espada and Exura, in shallow waters off the coast of Brazil's Ceará state. Australian listed oil and gas company FAR says its Senegalese unit has defaulted on its obligations to the Songong Ma joint venture oil and gas project in Senegal. And agricultural commodities trader Louis Dreyfus Company has launched a venture capital program to invest in food and farming firms, while also announcing a change of head for its innovation business. And last, by no means least, in the trade finance sphere, the Asian Development Bank's Trade Finance Program and HD Bank from Vietnam have signed a credit agreement to support trade in the country, and KMF, a Kazakhstan microfinance lender, will be able to better serve the liquidity needs of medium-sized SMEs during the coronavirus crisis, thanks to a local currency loan provided by the EBRD. That's all for now, folks, and don't forget, you can subscribe to our podcast on your usual podcast provider. You can also find us on Twitter, Facebook and Instagram using the handle at TXF Media. Thank you.